As part of a six-week photography workshop, a group of young women from Vermont ventured north to Montreal to shoot the city, but more importantly, to build confidence through the creative process. The exhibit, titled Through Our Lens, is on display at the River Arts Community Arts Center in Morrisville through March 2nd, and that's where I went last week to talk with Kelly Holt, a professional photographer who ran the workshop, and with Kayla Kaiser, one of the photographers featured in the exhibit. Standing in front of one of her pictures, Kaiser explained what drew her to the big structure in the center of the photograph.
You're coming over the bridge and there's a structure there that's just beautiful. It's blue. It just spoke to me. So I had to take a picture of it. And
it looks like a big kind of a industrial skyscraper, maybe an apartment building. Do you know what it is?
I'm not 100% sure, but I think you're correct.
Ooh, so this one, the next one, is really beautiful. I have a soft spot in my heart for old buildings with old yes. signage, and it looks like maybe you do too.
Yes, I do. It actually runs in the family. So, yeah, this one actually means it's a life insurance. When we figured that out when we had our photo exhibit show and stuff, somebody came in and said, oh, well, let's figure out what this means. So,
because it's in French, of course.
Yes, it's in French, yep.
So what about, I mean, then looking at your other pictures, yes, you said you have a few portraits, you have a picture of a bird. Do you have sort of a theme that really resonated with you as you took pictures in Montreal?
Not particularly. My theme was just shoot for whatever spoke to me. So go for what I felt was an awesome photo time and stuff to capture it. So, yeah.
And Kelly, when you were advising students, what was your process? I understand you were talking about experiential photography, so maybe you could describe that a little bit.
Yes. So by experiential photography, what our workshop was really about was discovering a new environment through the lens of the camera. So it wasn't a technical photography one-on-one. The trip was about the experience of something completely new for the group and just responding to it through that lens of their camera.
Tell me a little bit more about what this project and what the trip was designed to do in addition to getting really fabulous photographs.
This workshop really grew from an interest in art and identity, building a sense of self-confidence through the actual process of art making, making discoveries, questioning those discoveries, and coming to a new place with yourself and with your work. And what I really tried to do was to take all of our artists in the workshop outside of their comfort zone and have them experience, you know, a different language, a different culture, a different country, coming from Vermont to a big city and respond to it and see what happens. It was really kind of a good experiment.
Kayla, when Kelly said she wanted to take the participants out of their comfort zones, you were nodding your head like that was absolutely part of it for you.
Yes, that was a big, big part. My daughter's 19 months and she was in daycare and I was very, very nervous about that. Got out of my comfort zone. They did it. They got us out of there, but it was okay. We all survived and we're all laughing, you know, and having a blast. So it was a great day. Yep.
So what about, you know, leaving your daughter in daycare and going on this trip? What about that took you so out of your comfort zone?
I had never been so far away from her. You know, she was my first child, so, and only probably. So it has definitely been one of those things where it was a big step for us.
And that's actually part of the group you're working here with, women who are mothers, young women who are mothers. And so part of this project is not just learning an art form. I mean, it's families working together. Is that the organization that you're a part of? And so what's the aim of that organization and group, Kelly?
The Families Learning Together program is one of many programs offered by the Lamoille Family Center. And their goal is to support children and families in our community. The Family Center is one of 15 parent-child centers across Vermont, and they help young parents and children get off to a healthy start.
Kayla, for you, what's the benefit of being a part of this organization, Families Learning Together? What do you get out of it?
They have helped me. I'm going to be graduating this year. After I'm 27 years old, and I finally found a place that I can graduate. And
from high school or college?
High school.
Congratulations.
High school, and they're going to actually help me get into college too. So, yes, thank you. And I can have my daughter when she's sick and she can't go to daycare. She can come there, and I can work and It's a wonderful feeling. I mean, the whole place it's family oriented, and they don't just mean like that as a slogan or anything. When you come in, it's actually like a family. They're like a second family to us all. So
what was it that got you over that hurdle and helped you to finally get your degree?
My daughter, pretty much. That was a big thing, was I wanted to have an opportunity to give her and have a career and change my life. Yeah.
So will you show me the two pictures that you actually picked out that you wanted to discuss, and maybe you can get into what you got out of this workshop through those photos?
Absolutely.
Okay, let's go look at them. So one of them you actually put up on an easel, so
yes,
we can see it.
That was the first one we were going to talk about. There's a gentleman sleeping on a cardboard box with a cup in his hand, and he's just curled up as far as he can be to stay warm. Homelessness is a huge, huge problem. So, and it seems like people shut their ears when it comes time to talk about it. And I've almost been there. So for me, it's like, how did he come to that part? Try to put yourself in their position, you know? One minute you have a place, you have a job, everything is going great. And then you get sick or something and you lose everything, you know? So right now I'm trying to actually get a shelter built in Mooresville too, so.
In thinking about putting a photo of somebody in such a vulnerable position on display, how did you think about the ethics of taking that photo and using it?
It definitely, I had some thoughts. Like, it was very moving to me any way I looked about it. And it was one of those things where I'm like, wow, if it's really affecting me in that way, then I don't think I should just hold it back. I probably should share it. And it may not be the exact emotions that you'd expect when you're looking at a photo, but at the same time, you really want those emotions captured too. So I'm hoping others get the same emotions, which I've seen a few of them have.
Well, Kayla Kaiser and Kelly Holt, thank you very much for showing me some of these photographs, and congratulations on the exhibit.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jane.
The photography exhibit that Kelly Holt ran and that includes Kayla Kaiser's photographs is called Through Our Lens. It's up at the River Arts Community Arts Center in Mooresville through the weekend. And we have some of Kayla's photographs for you to see at vpr.net.